Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Your Body and Balance, The New Science of Food, Hormones, and Health is a nonfiction health and nutrition book by Neil D. Barnard, MD, PhD. It argues that many common health problems are shaped by hormone activity and that diet can meaningfully influence those hormones. Rather than presenting food as a general wellness tool, the book focuses on specific conditions often linked to hormonal imbalance, including fertility problems. Menstrual symptoms, menopause, weight gain, thyroid disorders, diabetes, acne, and hormone-related cancers. Barnard builds his case around a plant-based dietary pattern and recommends reducing or avoiding foods he believes interfere with hormonal balance, especially dairy and added oils. The book is also practical, offering recipes, menus, and everyday guidance for readers who want to apply the science in the kitchen. Its purpose is both explanatory and prescriptive. It seeks to reframe health through the lens of food-hormone interactions, while giving readers a concrete dietary approach to test in daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, hormones as a central explanation for many common health problems. The book's core idea is that hormones are not a narrow medical concern, but a major factor in conditions that many people treat as separate problems. Barnard connects hormone activity to fertility, menstrual cramps, menopausal symptoms, erectile dysfunction, weight gain, hair loss, thyroid dysfunction, diabetes, mood changes, and several cancers. This is significant because it shifts the reader away from symptom-by-symptom thinking and toward a system's view of health. In that framework, diet is not merely supportive but potentially causal because food choices can influence estrogen, testosterone, insulin, and other hormonal pathways. The appeal of this approach is that it offers a unifying explanation for chronic issues that often seem unrelated. At the same time, it requires the reader to accept the broader interpretation of nutritional science than conventional diet books usually provide. The book is therefore less about calorie counting or weight loss tactics than about identifying how everyday eating patterns may shape endocrine function over time. Secondly, a plant-based diet is presented as the main tool for restoring balance. Barnard argues that a whole food, plant-based diet is the most effective dietary strategy for improving hormone-related health outcomes. This is not a generic recommendation to eat more vegetables. It is a structured eating pattern built around whole grains, legumes, fruits, vegetables, and minimally processed foods. The reason is that plant foods may help regulate insulin sensitivity, reduce excess body fat, and lower exposure to dietary components associated with hormonal disruption. The book also contrasts this approach with high-fat, animal-based, or keto-style diets, which Barnard views as less compatible with hormonal health. By placing plant-based eating at the center, the book aligns nutrition with prevention and long-term disease management, rather than short-term dieting. Readers are given a framework for understanding why food quality matters for endocrine balance, not just for weight control. This makes the book especially relevant for people who want a dietary model with both medical and practical implications. Thirdly, the book's critique of dairy and added oils is one of its most distinctive claims. One of the most discussed aspects of the book is its strong warning against dairy products and, in some cases, added oils such as olive oil and coconut oil. Barnard's argument is that dairy can contain naturally occurring cow hormones, growth factors such as IGF-1, and milk sugars that may be relevant to cancer risk or reproductive health. This places dairy at the center of his dietary caution in a way that goes beyond standard advice about saturated fat or lactose intolerance. His skepticism toward added oils is also notable because it challenges common health assumptions, especially in popular plant-based and Mediterranean-style eating. By doing so, the book creates a more restrictive but also more internally consistent nutritional model. Whether readers agree with every conclusion or not, this section gives the book much of its identity. It differentiates Barnard from softer versions of plant-based nutrition that allow liberal use of oils and dairy alternatives without concern about hormone signaling. Fourthly, scientific evidence is used to translate nutrition into condition-specific guidance. The book is organized around real-world health concerns rather than around abstract nutrition theory. It uses research summaries and clinical reasoning to show how food choices may affect fertility, PMS, endometriosis, menopause, cancer risk, thyroid function, type 2 diabetes, and metabolic health. This condition-based structure makes the book more accessible than a purely academic discussion because readers can locate their own concern and see how the dietary model applies. The practical value is that Barnard does not stop at identifying risks. He frames food as a possible intervention with measurable effects on symptoms and disease processes. That said, the book's evidence style is clearly advocacy-oriented. It selects studies that support a plant-based interpretation of hormone health. Readers interested in nutritional science will find the book useful as a synthesis, while critical readers may want to compare it with alternative interpretations. Its real contribution is that it turns nutrition research into a usable health roadmap, instead of leaving it as a collection of disconnected findings. Lastly, recipes and meal planning make the book a behavioral guide, not just a theory book. A major strength of the book is that it includes recipes, menus, and practical advice for cooking without oil and eating in a more structured way. This matters because nutritional books often fail at implementation. They may explain what to avoid, but not show how to eat differently day after day. Bonhard addresses that gap by giving readers a transitional system, including hormone-balancing recipes and sample menus that help translate the theory into routine meals. The recipes are part of the book's larger argument that dietary change can be realistic, not merely idealistic. They also support adherence by reducing the uncertainty that can come with switching to a plant-based pattern. In this sense, the book is not only a discussion of hormones and health, but also a behavior change manual. Its practical design increases its usefulness for readers who want a concrete starting point rather than an abstract lecture on nutrition. In conclusion, Your Body in Balance will be most useful for readers who want a nutrition book with a clearly defined medical thesis, especially those dealing with fertility concerns. Menstrual symptoms, menopausal changes, thyroid issues, diabetes, weight gain, or hormone-related cancers. It is also a strong fit for readers already interested in plant-based eating who want a more specific explanation of why food might influence hormone pathways. The book stands out in its category because it is not a broad healthy living survey. It makes a focused case that hormonal balance is deeply tied to what people eat and that certain foods, especially dairy and added oils, may worsen that balance. That makes it more pointed and also more controversial than many mainstream nutrition books. Its practical value lies in the combination of science discussion, condition-specific framing, and usable meal guidance. Even readers who do not adopt all of Barnard's recommendations can gain a clearer understanding of how dietary patterns may interact with endocrine health and chronic disease risk. The result is a book that is both argumentative and actionable, with a stronger clinical emphasis than most books in the food and wellness genre. If you would like to support Neil D. Barnard MD MD FAC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.